With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. In the NBA, only one game last night saw the New York Knicks getting the better of the Toronto Raptors by the score of 113-108.
When the Knicks starting five plays well, they usually win, and that was the case again Monday. All five starters finished in double-figure scoring. Karl Anthony Towns led the way with 24 points to go along with 15 rebounds. Meanwhile, Jalen Brunson had 20 points to go along with 11 assists. New York has started to turn the corner after a slow start, as they have now won five of their last six games.
That's correspondent David Schuster reporting. In the NFL, Joe Burrow threw a tie-breaking 40-yard touchdown pass to Ja'Marr Chase after Dallas botched a block punt to give the ball back to Cincinnati in the final 2 minutes, and the Bengals beat the Cowboys 27-20. In the NHL, winners were Chicago, Detroit, and Montreal. This is SRN Sports. College football, the list for college football's most prestigious honor, has been narrowed to four.
Oregon's Dylan Gabriel, Colorado's Travis Hunter, Boise State's Ashton Gentry, and Miami's Cam Ward have been announced as the Heisman Trophy finalists. The Heisman has been given to the nation's most outstanding college football player since 1935. This year's winner will be announced Saturday in New York. The top four vote-getters, determined by more than 900 voters, are selected as finalists. The voting panel includes members of the media and former Heisman winners. Quarterback Jaden Daniels is the reigning winner. Six of the last seven Heisman winners have been selected with a top two pick in the NFL draft. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
Meanwhile, quarterback Carson Beck's status for number two Georgia's Sugar Bowl college football playoff quarterfinal is uncertain after he suffered an elbow injury in Saturday's Southeastern Conference championship game. This is SRN Sports.